The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, let's get to the first talkback of the day.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Snuff, from San Diego. All I got to say is, Jess, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But nothing but love. I'll let Graham explain. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys. Oh, yeah. By the way, Graham, stop clenching your butt on pictures. Yeah. Bye. Oh, yeah. Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
I'm scared.
Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
All right, our boy Snuff from San Diego, he slid into my DMs with a couple versions of a song that he's been working on that has a lot of Jess-isms in it. And he sent it over, and I chose one of them and a selection of it that we can play here. And to address the butt-clenching thing, is that still up on our story?
Yeah.
I don't know what. I didn't know.
Go screenshot.
I was doing some wallpaper in our house and the photos from home yesterday, and that was my picture. And Selena's like, why are you clenching your butt? And I had tried to crop out the part with the clench. I didn't know my picture was being taken. It was a subconscious clench. I don't know what was happening.
That's just what you naturally do when you're wallpapering.
But
go look at the picture.
Yeah, it was a heavy clench.
JV Morning Show. Okay, so we have a song about Jess.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Wild 94.9 Bay Area. Stand up. It's Selena. Graham and Jess, let's go it. JV Show forever and... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Old lady vibes, coffee and Crocs. $60 for a father-in-law that rocks. Painted sunsets, pink Power Ranger dreams. Got the Lebel Boo purse, living bougie queen. Weather report, wrong again, what a mess. Bathroom breaks, longer than the rest. Chidi tweeting while she's still in there. IBS got her running everywhere. 1-9 Jess went from me, Jess would have started. Back at it again. Messing up the dance, talking about the wind. 1-9 Jess with her style. Back at it again. From California cheeks to that Croatia spin.
Ruben's on a yacht, living wild, no cap. Jess is painting cats and taking a nap. Sam Adeo, Giants, yeah, that's her crew. But say go Mets, she might fight you too. Cat named Bubbles, now that name's canceled. Level boo purse, she ain't playing no games. Always late, but she cute though. Bathroom break part two on the show.
Herbert Camp calls, who gives a fuck? JV forever in all of our hearts. The squad still laughs, that's how it goes. Morning madness on your radio. 1-9 Jess, when 9 Jess with a style. Back at it again.
1-9 Jess with the style.
Yeah.
Back at it
again. Cheating catching some strays in there.
I know. She's not even here.
Nicely done.
Oh, my God. That was good. Good job.
One-Eye Jess with the style. Back at it again.
Wait. I'm not in the bathroom.
I don't. What are you talking about?
You see the room where you guys have started?
A lot of bathroom breaks this one right here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My weather reports, you know, I'll admit, sometimes are not as accurate as they probably should be.
Well, we're going to get another one
next. I'm feeling good about this
test. Okay. We'll see about that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, happy Veterans Day. The JV Show thanks those who have served our country. Yes. It is a federal holiday, so remember, post offices and banks and things like that are closed today, even though those people aren't getting paid anyways, but that's a different story. School's out for at least my kids. Graham, I know yours as well.
Yep.
And if you are a veteran or an active duty service member, look ahead before going anywhere. A lot of places have some free stuff for you today. Applebee's, B-Dubs.
Oh, nice, B-Dubs.
Denny's, Dunkin', IHOP, all the good stuff.
Sweet. All right, a couple of quick off-season baseball things to mention. First, congrats to Nick Kurtz of the Las Vegas Sacramento A's, formerly of Oakland. He was just unanimously selected as the American League Rookie of the Year. The 22-year-old batted .290 with 36 home runs this past season. He had a huge year. And for the Giants, they've decided to bring back former manager Bruce Bochy. Not as manager, they already hired a different one, but he will be a special advisor to baseball operations, whatever that means. Bochy, of course, led the team to 3 World Series titles.
Go Mets! Woo-hoo! morning fog to start your day. We'll have partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Highs will be in the low to mid 70s. A few light showers may develop after midnight, you guys, before a little more rain tomorrow.
So like a little more rain, or are we getting like pounded by rain tomorrow?
Not
pounded.
Because
I keep seeing all the headlines like atmospheric river. Oh. And I'm like, is it?
Jess said not pounded. Okay. Not by rain.
So we're not getting pounded tomorrow.
No.
But some rain. All right. Some hey, Sagittarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. You are getting more than you bargained for today, but in a good way. Recognition at work, compliments from strangers, and romantic advances from that special someone you've had your eye on. Enjoy it while it lasts, because of the rest of the week, it looks a little bumpy.
Oh, good luck today.
Today is the last good day.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service to all those who are serving or have served. Lola Cola here, wanting to wish my curly fry a happy birthday. We're going to have a great day. Happy vibes, happy lives. Oh, yeah. Fushes, fushes. Throw the V's up.
V's up.
I love you, Pookie Bear. Love your pajama bear.
Aww.
Pookie Bear, pajama bear.
That was the best shout out.
And curly fry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fushes, fushes.
Yeah, a lot happening there. I don't
V's
know.
Up. V's up.
I don't know who or what we are shouting out there, but I like it. Yeah, get those V's up.
Who gives a fart?
Before we get to the really credible Bigfoot sighting, did you guys know? Because I didn't even know that Oreo put this out. On October 29th, they put out these new Thanksgiving dinner-inspired cookie collections, and they sold out within the first week.
Of course they did.
Never heard of them.
Didn't even know it was a thing. Yeah, there was a turkey and gravy flavored sweet potato, creams corn, apple, caramel pie, pumpkin pie, and cranberry sauce.
No one asked you could buy for this, online. By the way. I don't think anyone wants these flavors in Oreos.
That's so disgusting. And it was like they were just like testing them out.
And whenever they say like, oh, it's sold out, the demand was so high, it's like, yeah, yeah, 10 packages.
Yeah, I don't trust anything after the Starbucks berry stick up.
They're sold out. Yeah, sure.
There was like 2 of them to begin with, so stop it. All right, Graham.
Bigfoot sighting alert, you guys. Bigfoot has been sighted. Unfortunately, we don't have any blurry photographic evidence to go along with this one. We just have what they are calling a very credible and sincere sighting. This happened on Highway 80, not here. This was in central Pennsylvania. You know, Highway 80 just runs all the way. Like, it just, you can take 80, just virtually all the way across the country. Well, this sighting happened back on October 4th. Investigators with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO, as we like to call it. Again, they say this sighting was credible. The witness that saw Bigfoot was a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Happy Veterans Day, everyone. Mm-hmm. He says he was driving on the road about 150 yards behind another car when he noticed something really strange, a dark figure appeared to enter the highway ahead of that car in front of him. So he sees something getting into the roadway. He said it was human-like, and it was standing very tall, kind of almost over that vehicle in front of him. And he's like, oh, no, this thing's going to get hit by the car. It did not. And then he said what really shook him to his core was the way that this creature just moved across the highway. He said it was not quick or jerky like somebody sprinting across the road. It was fast but very smooth, almost like he glided across the lanes.
Whoa.
And it took only a matter of seconds to get all the way across the highway for this big human-like figure. And he said when it got to the other side, it didn't have to climb over the guardrail or anything. It just stepped right over it. And like a human or a bear would have had to climb over the guardrail to get into the, and then it just disappeared into the woods. And again, they're saying this guy is a very credible person. And in addition to that main witness, 2 other people reported seeing something that day. One person claimed that they are an avid hunter. They were about, they were in that area and they saw something and it was not a bear.
So
they don't know what
people.
It was.
And these are like separate people, yeah, not together.
Yeah, separate people.
Parties.
Both saw something. I did want to ask you guys, because the main eyewitness here, he's being labeled as very credible, because he's a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran.
Does, he's got my trust.
Does being a veteran automatically make your story more believable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you put your life on the line for our country.
Mm-hmm. But why does it make you
I don't know.
More,
it just does. You're just more of a trustworthy person.
Look, I automatically think the same thing, too. I think we all do, which is good. That means we put some respect on our veterans. And happy Veterans Day, everyone. Thank you for your service. But, like, I don't want to besmirch the great name of our veterans, but, like, does it
make... On Veterans Day, Graham?
But wow, does it make you more credible? I have some buddies that served. Spoiler alert, they're idiots.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
But yeah.
Thanking for their service.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, but like it doesn't automatically make you a credible witness just because.
But it makes them more credible than the average Joe walking on the street.
But why?
Just because does. We just have more respect for them.
Perfect. I love having the respect for our veterans. We should respect your veterans. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. Thank you for your service. But does it make you a more credible witness?
I think it does. To me, it does. I feel like he wouldn't lie about this.
Yeah.
Like he's not looking for attention. Or clout, like...
No one that's ever cited Bigfoot before has ever done those things.
Well, I just don't get that vibe from this guy because he's a veteran.
Yeah, he sounds very trustworthy.
Yeah.
But because he's a veteran.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, doesn't a veteran have the same odds of, like, having poor vision later in life or, you know, maybe substance abuse or something like that? This guy could be hallucinating for all we know.
Sure, veterans are still human, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for your service, everyone. Yep.
But I don't know. I trust this guy more than your average person.
I just thought...
I trust what he's saying. He saw Bigfoot. I believe him.
I just wanted to point that out because I thought it was funny because when I read the article, I was like, oh, wow, yeah. This has got to be legit, right? Mm-hmm. Because this guy's a retired civil engineer and an Air Force veteran. He sounds more trustworthy on paper, of course.
Yeah.
Why is that? But thank you.
So
everyone.
Do you guys believe him?
Yeah. Well, there was two people that saw it, you guys.
If it weren't for that other party's account, maybe I would have been a little sketch, but I believe him.
But what if it was a bear?
A bear doesn't glide?
Or just a human? On roller skates.
Oh, that's a cool. Oh, you got me there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a really large man on some sweet rollerblades.
In a suit.
He just crossed Highway 80.
But you believe that he saw something?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm not inside his brain.
I believe that he saw something, and I believe that he thought it was Bigfoot.
I know plenty of people that thought they saw something, and, you know.
So you're saying
they
he
were
was
taking
lying.
Mushrooms. No, I don't know. That's his truth. He thinks he saw something.
That's what I'm saying, but you believe that he thinks that.
Well, yeah, of course.
That he's not just making up the story.
But the story still could be made. He still could have not seen something. Or it could
I'm
have been
on his
something.
Side. I believe him. So you think me and Jess support our veterans.
Yeah.
So you think it was Bigfoot?
I do.
Yeah, it was. It was Bigfoot.
Are you guys Bigfoot believers?
Yeah.
Are you being... Don't. Joke around with
him.
Are you
so
being serious?
Many pictures.
This is like that one time when you're on maternity leave and Angelina filled in for you and she's like, yeah, mermaids are real. And I was like, you're joking, right? And she's like, no, I'm dead serious. Mermaids are real. And we had that fight for weeks.
Okay, I don't believe that, but I think Bigfoot's real.
But you're being serious.
I've seen so many pictures of him.
We all have. They're all slightly blurry. And from very far away, of course, he's an elusive creature.
He's a skittish little guy. He gets away fast.
I can't tell if you're a seed, but this is just like when Angelina said she believed in mermaids. She was serious. We got to the bottom of that.
I think Selena's serious, too.
I think she's like mildly. Hey, Jess, are you a Bigfoot believer?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Awesome. The
Not
only
yet.
One that supports his veteran. Okay. I guess so. All right.
Thank you for your
See
service,
how it
everybody.
Is today.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Tuesday mornings at this time, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV.
Yep. And I have one more thing from the latest season of Selling Sunset, you guys. It is now over. I'm ready to put it past us. But there was a small moment that caught my attention and actually caused some discussions online as well. Sorry. First, let me ask you guys, is it ever okay for an ex to give your partner an expensive gift? And that's even if they've remained friends, you know, throughout the years. You know this person already. They're already broken up, obviously, but they have a history. Is it okay for them to receive from an ex?
Nope.
No.
Never.
No.
Okay. Interesting.
Why?
Okay, no, that I agree with you guys, but I just want to share.
What if you were the one set to receive the gift?
Then
Selena?
It's okay.
Yes,
then it's okay.
Right? It kind of changes a little bit.
Right.
But I ask you this because on the show, so you know, Selling Sunset, it's a bunch of realtors. They work at a brokerage that is owned by twin brothers, Brett and Jason.
Are they the guys that are about 5 feet tall?
Yes.
Like you put them together and you can
they're
make
bald.
One brother?
Yeah. Yeah. So Jason has kind of a history of dating some of the ladies on the show.
Did you say they're bald?
They are bald.
Yeah, I know, but that's how you, like, identify them. They're bald. As if they're the only bald guys ever.
Well, they are.
But on the show.
That's a way of recognizing
them. Okay, good. Yeah.
So, Jason has a history of dating some of the ladies on the show. One in particular is...
Who wouldn't? Have you seen
Mary.
The cast?
Yes. So, Mary is someone that he dated in the past, and now they have a very close friendship. They still work together. Even after they weren't together anymore, they still co-parented their dogs. So they have a lot of history together, right? They both have moved on at this point, though. They still work together. They're still really close friends, but she now has a husband. And in this latest season of Selling Sunset, you know, there's some stuff that happens where Mary and her husband, their house gets broken into. She's dealing with that, so... Jason, as a friend, tries to comfort her, and you see in one of the scenes that he takes the watch off his wrist, and he's like, I know how much you loved your jewelry, and I know it's all gone now, so here, you can have my Rolex. Hands her the Rolex. She's like, oh, you know, thank you. Like, you know, she accepts it.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, actually, you
know
what?
That's all kinds of nope.
You know what? Take this one, too, because I don't really wear it that much. Here you go. Hands her another Rolex.
Was he wearing these both at the same time?
He was only wearing one.
Okay.
But that's also just disgusting that most of us can't afford eggs at the store.
And these guys are like,
here, have my Rolex. I know it's not your jewelry, but take my Rolex. Like, oh, I'd have another Rolex. I could give you.
Like,
shut
here
up.
Here you go. I don't really wear this one much. So people online have a lot of thoughts. One, where is her husband and why is he... okay with her accepting gifts like this from essentially an ex? So you guys would obviously not be okay with this, right?
No, because it's not like that's... It'd be one thing if it was replacing an exact item that she got stolen from her.
Okay.
You know, like,
yes.
Here's the thing that you lost. I have that thing. Here, you take it. That's not what this is. This is a guy trying to show off how rich he is.
Even if it was like, here's an exact replica of the TV they stole out of your house, or here's the money for it, my man would never in a million years allow us to accept that.
Agreed. And that's where, and I'm in that same boat. But it would be slightly more acceptable if it were the thing that
right.
So like, but at that point, now I got to go pawn. I got to go sell this Rolex to get the money to buy back the things that I want. You know, like, I get it's a gesture, but no.
And I don't even think that's what's going to happen. I think she's just going to wear
that. For her to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their wrists are about the same size. He's tiny.
He's very small.
Some people were saying, like, it's very tasteless, too. If you're going to gift her something, then buy her something and gift it to her instead of just being like, hey, I don't really wear this anymore. Here you go. Like,
yeah, like,
you're
going to
have
trash.
It. Like, I know you're going through a hard time, so here you go.
And then my wife is walking around wearing a jewelry or fashion item
from her ex
every day.
And
no.
What makes it worse is, yes, he's her ex, but he's also her boss because she works at the brokerage that he owns.
Awkward.
So it just, like, everybody's saying in the comments, like, they need an HR department because there's so much that goes on in this brokerage that just seems like an HR violation.
I mean, when you first mentioned that they still work together, that I wanted to ask you, ladies, would you be cool, your man, that, look, he's broken up with this ex. They haven't been together in years, but they still work together day to day, very close work relationship. Would you ever be cool with that sort of an arrangement?
No, I think it would be a little bit of a problem for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out on that one too.
You spend so much time at work. Like, what conversations are you having? You know?
And there are people that think, like, we play around with this term on the show, but there are people that think it's legit okay to have a work husband, work wife, where they actually flirt and then they go home to their partners.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Another thing that he said that I thought was very strange was, you know, they're still in the topic of, like, oh, like, how are you and, you know, your husband doing because of this break-in? Oh, well, you know, this might be a little tough for you guys, so why don't I offer to pay for your guys' therapy? Your couple's therapy. Or if you want to go to therapy on your own, I'll pay for it. I'm offering to pay for it because I want you guys to be okay. I want this and this. Like, somebody else offering to pay for your couple's therapy. What?
Definitely not.
I don't, like, it just, take the ex aspect out of it. If this was just, like, an employer... Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that bad then. I feel like employers should offer therapy to their employees. Like, it's this part of wellness. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact that this is her ex that makes it weird.
Her and is this guy, and her boss. And is and, the yeah. is the short bald boss, is he single?
He is single.
I don't like, that doesn't pass
actually,
the smell test
Actually, I think
either.
In this season he might have been dating someone, but it's hard to keep track because he dates a lot of people.
And he looks just like his brother. It's
and
like,
he looks
which
just,
one?
Yeah, so it's like, wait, was this you or was
yeah,
this
which
the,
one's
the
which?
Brother?
They're but, bald, Selena. Yeah.
Thank you. Now I know who they are. Thank you so much.
Here, have a Rolex. You get a Rolex.
And therapy. Rolex.
I got another Rolex over here. I don't even wear it that much here. Have my Rolex.
So that's Selling Sunset.
Season 9.
On Netflix. Did you watch the entire season yet?
Yeah, it's over and the reunion already came out.
Oh,
it's
it did?
Very dramatic. Very, very dramatic season.
I've seen a lot of headlines right now about all kinds of drama.
Yes. Kind of over it all. Yeah.
I was out after, I think I watched the first season. After that, I never got back into it.
I liked it.
This is season 32.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Sydney Sweeney is defending her movie that flopped over the weekend. Her Christy Martin biopic. Titled Christy, it came out this past weekend. It only made $1.3 million.
That is a
which
massive
is not
flop,
good.
Given the number of theaters it was in.
For films opening in more than 2,000 theaters, which was this one right here, it ranked number 12 on the worst wide openings list.
Dang.
When you break down
one
that,
of the worst.
I heard somebody like break down that revenue, and it was like of all the locations that had it, that each location brought in like $600 in ticket sales.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Be honest, was it on your guys' radar? Was it something you would have gone to go see?
I wanted to.
I wouldn't even watch this on streaming.
It was the whole, like, jeans. My jeans are blue. And then everything
really?
After, like, just the way that she talks. I'm like, is this how she's going to talk in the movie?
I guess I don't have a huge appetite for boxing in general.
Oh,
and then
no, that's not
female boxing. And then a biopic. I always want to say biopic because of Jamie. He's correct us. I don't know. Like, critically, this thing gets pretty good reviews. And, like, Rotten Tomatoes and stuff like that. Like, I think it's supposed to be actually a good movie. But what's the disconnect? Why is there just absolutely no demand for it?
There's a Sydney Sweeney overload. We're done. We're kind of like, stop putting her in my face. At least for right now.
I think a lot of people feel like that.
Because I really did want to watch the movie. I liked her in Euphoria. And then I was like, okay, like
this. You wanted to see Christy?
Well, I wanted to watch the movie, yeah, before this whole like Sydney Sweeney overload.
Okay, got it,
yeah,
got it.
Because I wanted to see how they turned her from Sydney Sweeney to like this boxer looking person that looks nothing like Sydney.
Everyone was like, this is going to be her movie that she's going to win awards for because the transformation is insane. She packed on more than 30 pounds for this role.
Maybe people that are Sydney Sweeney fans, aka a lot of young guys, maybe they want to see Sydney Sweeney in a different. Maybe they want to see the Sydney Sweeney that they're used to.
Euphoria, Sydney Sweeney.
I'm just throwing out theories because, like, it is strange to have a movie that, like, is supposed to be actually good do this bad. Like, this is bad, bad. This is one of the biggest flops.
Yeah.
Like, massive flop.
I think it was more of just for me, it has less to do with Sydney. It's more than, it's not something that I would go see.
Women supporting women.
Wow.
It's just not.
I'm kidding.
I love Sydney, though.
But the other one like that you can draw a parallel with is The Rock's movie, The Smashing Machine, because that, by a lot of accounts, like, he could win, like, awards for his performance in that. It's supposed to be a good
another flop
movie, and that thing just did nothing at the box office. So it's kind of surprising. But that's also a movie about, is he playing an MMA fighter in there or some sort of fighter? So I
think it might be another, was it another boxing one?
I think it was. Maybe everything's
so
just
So is there just not an appetite for movies about boxing and fighters or
I'm not
something?
Sure if that one was a boxing one, but I know it's something along those lines.
I thought, because the Smashing Machine that I watched, it was a guy, he was on like a routine plumbing call, you guys.
No,
and it
no,
ended
no,
up
not
being
that
at a
kind
sorority
of, not
house.
That kind
and
of
then he went in there to fix the pipes and then he just started smashing
no,
everything.
No, that was something was different.
That's
that was
not
something
the one?
Different.
Okay.
No.
What's it called again?
The Smashing Machine. Oh my God.
Yeah, I highly recommend the one that I saw.
Not the one that Graham is talking about.
It was really good.
Oh, it is about a boxer.
See? There's another
MMA
boxing.
Fighter. There we go.
MMA fighter. There you go.
MMA fighter. There
okay, so what I said. But yeah, is it people not interested in that subject matter, or is it just not what draws people to movie theaters anymore? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's a combination. By the way, just really quick, Sydney, I told you she gained 30 pounds for this role in Christy. She had to lose all of that weight after filming in 7 weeks to get ready to start shooting Euphoria.
Dang.
And she did it.
Whoa.
She said that she immediately stopped taking the protein shakes that she was downing. She was also doing a lot of creatine when she was getting ready to do the boxing movie. She cut all that out. She had to start eating super clean and obviously a lot of cardio. But then she was down over 30 pounds in time for Euphoria.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's impressive.
Grammy, yeah. What do you have?
All right. It might be time to take a moment and say goodbyes to your favorite local Wendy's. This is a company announced in a call with their investors that they're going to be permanently closing a whole bunch of them. Company has continued to see sinking earnings. So closing underperforming locations, that's their clearest path to increasing revenue. Wendy's currently has just over 6,000 locations in the United States, and they did not give a specific number of the impending closures. They just said it would be mid-single digit percentage. I don't know. So mid-single digit means like 5 to me. That's yeah. The most mid-single digit I can think of. So let's just say they close 5% of their locations. That would be of the 6,000. Well, they have 6,011, but whatever. That's 300 locations that would be closed down. This is on top of what they did last year, which was close 240 U.S. Wendy's locations. They did that just in last year alone. So a lot of Wendy's closing down. And Selena, you on the JV show are our number one Wendy's fan, correct?
Yes. And let me tell you, the one in Hayward, business is booming. That one's not going anywhere.
Everything's doing great there. They are
thriving.
Not underperforming.
Thriving,
people are getting those Frosties and dunking their fries in it and still having a great time.
Yep.
Do you do that?
No.
Oh. I thought that was the thing. Like, you go to Wendy's and you dunk your fries in your Frosty.
Yeah, people do that.
Okay.
I feel like I've done it before.
What do you get from there?
What I do. The spicy chicken meal.
Does that patty come square as well, their burgers?
No, it does not.
Do they still have square burgers?
They do.
Okay.
Wow.
Shows you how long it's been since I've been to a Wendy's.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. They do put seatbelts on school buses now. I was recently a chaperone for a field trip by my daughter's school, and there are seatbelts on the school bus. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Well, what the heck took so long? They didn't care about our lives, Graham.
No, they didn't. Well, I'm only 20 and a half, so there were definitely seatbelts when I was. But before that, there weren't. Yeah, that's always one that's always been a little confusing to me, that why did it take so long introducing a simple lap belt on a school bus? Not a big issue, not a big expense.
But very important.
Very important. Yeah. Very effective. Yes. Keeping our kids safe.
All right. Thank you for that talk bag. All right. Let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I love about my man is how deep he goes into my vagina.
Ew. Jess.
All right, think about
I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Now whip out your iHeartRadio apps. You might already have it out. You probably should. You should be streaming us there, setting us at a preset, setting the JV Show podcast as a preset, setting the Wild Thoughts podcast as a preset. That's also a good idea. Help us keep our jobs. When you are ready to leave that talk back with your guests, leave us your name and your city along with it. We want to be able to shout you out. Remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, but you want to get your guests in quick if you want to win that JV Show chug
mug. That's right.
I'm
going to play.
Got one to give
your
out.
Your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. Just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. And here is today's clip in case you missed it.
One of the things I love about my man is how deep he goes into my
bro.
Good for you.
Did not need to know that.
Good for him too, I guess. Yeah.
Let's go to your guesses. Uh-huh. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos.
Never mind.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose, and I want to say shoulders. Like going deep, massaging your shoulders.
Ooh. I wish.
Do you like that real, real hard massage where they just digging in there and working on those knots and it's almost painful, but then after it's good?
Sometimes.
Yep.
Not all the time.
Get in there.
I don't want it to be too painful.
But then, later, don't you feel so much better and looser?
They have to get the knots, Selena.
Yeah, but I want to relax during the massage. I can't sometimes.
Good morning. It's Naomi in South San Francisco with a mouthful of Cheerios. Could it be soul? How deep he goes into my soul? I don't know, man.
Does he go deep in your soul, Jess? That didn't sound very convincing.
No, yeah, he does.
Where are you guys at?
But that's not the word.
Where are you guys at with Cheerios? She's got a mouthful.
I love Cheerios.
Got to be Honey Nut.
Yeah. Are you talking, Jess? You love just the plain old Cheerios. Okay.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, it's got to have Honey Nut. Or
wow, whoops. They're so good.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll get a handful of just the regular ones because that's the one my daughter likes. But it's just like cardboard.
Yeah.
It's
no.
If I get those, I add sugar.
You have to.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Alondra. I'm from Fremont, and I think the bleeped out word is pockets.
Oh, is he deep in your pockets?
Yeah,
no?
Is he taking all your money?
Definitely not.
Get out of my pockets. Get your own money.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are getting today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
One of the things I love about my man is how deep he goes into my...
You're gross, Jess. This is a family show. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I don't know what you're thinking, Selena.
All right, let's go to your guesses on the talkback, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Amira from Utah. I think that the bleeped out word is hobbies, but to be honest, I don't really know what it is. Like, I'm actually stumped. Bye.
That means the game's working.
Yeah. Hobbies is the guess. Side note, a JV Show, number one still in Utah. I just checked, so that's good news.
Thank you so much, Amira.
Thank you, Amira. Tell your friends. Jess, does your man go deep into your hobbies? We know your hobbies include lots of old lady things like painting, pottery.
I don't knit.
Okay.
But,
crocheting.
Yeah. No, I don't crochet. Napping's one of them, yeah.
Bird watching.
Nah, I don't bird watch.
Is he into your hobbies? Like, we know you are a very talented painter. Is he into painting? Does he ever paint with you? Or?
He has painted with me before. He's not very good, I will say.
Wow, shots fired. He's catching strays this morning. Just say, yeah, he's very supportive, and sometimes he participates.
He is very supportive. And he does participate, which I love, because he tries his best.
Okay, so he does go deep in your hobbies, mm-hmm. but that's not the word today. Right.
Hey, JV Show. This is Brooke from Birmingham, Alabama. Is the answer gossip? All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Very popular guest this morning. A lot of people guessed gossip.
I love telling him all the gossip. But I love even more when he brings me gossip because then I'm like, yes. I'm here for the tea.
JV Show number one in Birmingham, Alabama. I just looked that up. Thank you, Brooke. Tell your friends. Is he engaged with your gossip? Because there are some, it's great to have somebody to tell your gossip to, but are they engaged. Into it? You know what I mean? Or is he checking his fantasy football roster?
No, I would say he is engaged, and he'll ask questions, which I like. Because really? Then I'm like, oh my God, let me tell you more.
And you said, usually, you told me off air, usually the gossip's about Selena and some of the ridiculous stuff she does.
You're not supposed to say it on the air.
Oh, okay. My gossip's about you too, Jess.
Oh. We're even.
Good.
Hey, JV Show, it's Manny from Oakley. My guess would be thoughts.
Thoughts.
Is he deep in some thoughts?
Thoughts, yeah. Oh, what? In my thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Not random. Random thoughts.
GH.
Good morning. This is Lucia from San Francisco. My guess for the bleeped out word is feelings. Dives deep into your feelings. Have a good day.
Okay.
Here's
today's clip, unbleeped.
One of the things I love about my man is how deep he goes into my feelings.
I have a lot of feelings, you guys. I'm a very sensitive person.
You're a Pisces.
Yeah. And he understands me. And when he doesn't, he tries to understand me.
If you don't understand what a Pisces is like, just change the I for a U. That's what JV would always say because he was also a Pisces.
Yeah. But agree. I don't believe in astrology, but in that one, it is correct. Nailed it.
We just feel a lot, okay?
Well, that's good. You need a partner that is deep into your feelings.
Yeah. He's more of a logical thinker. I'm more of an emotional thinker, but we balance each other out.
Got it.
That is a good balance. All right, let's give some shout outs. First, Lucia in San Francisco. What's up, Lucia? What's up? Brand new JV Show 2024, even almost late 2023. Chug Mug coming your way. The new models haven't arrived yet. Tariffs and shipping delays.
Yeah,
and
the government shutdown,
obviously.
Veterans Day.
But Lucia had the very first correct answer this morning. A photo finish. She just narrowly beat our buddy Alex and Benicia. What's up, Alex? What's up? He came with the correct answer this morning. So did our buddy Dawn in Brentwood. And, of course, Nancy in Modesto had it as well. What's up, Nancy? What's up? Hope you have a great Veterans Day. I hope a lot of you have the day off. I hope a lot of you have the day off, but also are still up you know, in your car listening.
They're sleeping.
To us in the morning. Oh, everyone's sleeping today?
Yeah.
Oh, dang
yeah.
it. Anybody else I'm missing there?
That was it.
Conversations was another popular guest. You want your man deep, deep into your conversations. A closet. A couple people guess that. You want your man to know his way deeply around your closet.
Is that a metaphor for something? Or like my lack of closet? Because stay away from my stuff.
And there were a few people that said purse, deep into your purse.
No. Minus the R.
Careful, yeah. Selena, careful.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Leah's been on hold long enough. Leah, thank you for waiting. How are you this morning?
Oh, my goodness. We're doing great. How are you?
We are good. Thanks so much for asking. You said we. Who are you with?
I am with my daughter, Amelia, and my son, Angelo. We listen to you every morning. Oh,
thank you guys so much.
Do the kids have school today?
Unfortunately, they do, but lucky for us because we're doing our commute.
All right, there you go.
So people do have school. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought everybody had the day off. Okay, well, let's see if we can get you guys hooked up with these tickets for the Safeway Holiday Ice Rink in Union Square, presented by Kaiser Permanente. All you have to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions right, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay, oh my gosh.
Here we go. Question number one. Isosceles, equilateral, and right are all different types of what?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Isosceles, equilateral, and right. They're all different types of what?
Angles.
Nope.
Real close.
You were right there. Triangles.
Those are all different types of triangles. Yes.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. It's been hard the last couple days. Go easy.
Yeah, a little geometry question to wake you up on this Tuesday morning. All right. That's fine. You can miss one. Get the next three correct. Question number two. Finish the line of this popular nursery rhyme. The itsy bitsy spider went up the blank.
Water spout.
Yes. Yep. Everybody knows that one.
What the hell is a water spout?
Oh, yes.
The spout of the water.
Yeah.
The right? spout that
Duh. Where the water
shoots
comes out.
Water,
is it
yeah.
like, does it mean like a gutter?
Yeah.
But that's not a water spout, but there's a spout where you turn on like your hose. Is he going up that thing?
Yeah, that.
I'm going to need to ask Mother Goose for some clarification. Did she write that?
I think so.
Okay.
Here, question number three. What unit of land measurement equals 43,560 square feet?
Oh, gosh.
Unit of land measurement. I don't know how many of those you know, but I only know one. Maybe two.
Square feet?
Nope.
So a square foot wouldn't equal 43,000 square feet. That's how you know that wasn't going to work there. The correct answer was an acre.
An acre.
Oh, sorry.
All right, well, let's just finish strong. Question number four.
They're mad at me in the back seat. I'm never living
Mom's
this down.
Mom's doing her best.
I'm mad at Mom, too. All right, question number four. We're going to finish strong. Question number four. Germany invading Poland was the catalyst that sparked what major war?
Germany invading Poland. That was the World War II.
Yep.
I finished strong.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
That was right.
Yeah, that was right. You got 2 out of 4, which isn't bad, but you didn't. Leah, you didn't win the Yup No game.
I'm so sorry.
Son of a square feet of a square foot.
Oh, no. All right. Hey, tell your kids Mom did her best.
It's harder than it looks. It is.
I know. That's what everybody says. Everyone give Leah a little bit of grace here. You know, you get on here and then you get all nervous and stuff. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much for playing. You guys have a great rest of your day. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick.
The game is a lot harder for people that don't cheat also.
Yes. And there's that.
Yes. So we appreciate you not cheating.
Hi, we wanted to say happy birthday to our cousin Zach. He's turning 10. Double digits. He goes to Queen of Apostles and he's a goat. Happy birthday, Zach. We love you.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Who gives a fart?
Did they say he's already the goat?
Yes, they did. They did say that. Question, do you think they were reading a script or do we have another case of like creepy twin
I'm getting vibes. Just twin energy there twin that vibes. they're reading each other's thoughts and okay, it's just opening their mouths and the same words come out. A couple DMs here. I got one says, hi, Garham. Sliding into your DMs for a happy 16th birthday to our amazing son, Jalen. You've grown into such a kind, smart, and strong young man. We're so proud of you. Keep chasing your dreams and shining bright. We love you, Mom, Dad, Xavier, Bryant, and Nico. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Jalen.
Who gives a fuck?
Garham.
I'll overlook the Garham part. Good morning to my favorite morning crew. Can you guys give my daughter, Adrina, a birthday shout-out? She turned 23 yesterday. We love you to the moon and back, and that's from your mom, Veronica. Yes, happy, happy birthday
happy
there.
Birthday. Who gives a fuck?
Happy belated birthday. And then one more here. Hey, Graham, could you please give a shout-out to Ethan? He's turning 10 years old today. Mom, Dad, and his sister, Casey, want him to know how much they love him and hope he has the best birthday ever. We listen to you guys every single morning for trivia. Thanks for always making us laugh. Thank you, thank you. Yes, happy, happy birthday,
happy
Ethan.
Birthday.
I hope you have a great one.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So this is why Kim was so sure that she was going to pass the bar. So this past weekend, as you know, the results of the bar exam come out and we found out that Kim did not pass the test. Well, remember a couple weeks ago, she was doing an interview and she claimed in 2.5 weeks, I'm going to be a practicing lawyer. Mm-hmm. And she said then, because a lot of people were like, whoa, how do you know? Did you like pay somebody off? Like, what's the deal here? And she said she was simply manifesting passing the test.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was feeling a little optimistic, though, because psychics told her that she would pass. Listen to this. She posted a TikTok montage from her mom's birthday party, you know, from over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And it included this clip of Kim on the phone with somebody.
I'm just letting you guys know that all of the psychics that we have met with and that we're obsessed with are all full of shit. They all collectively, maybe four of them, have told me I was going to pass the bar. So they're all full pathological liars. Don't believe anything they say.
This has given me life in 2025. Oh, let's unpack this, shall we? Now, let me just lay this out because these, you know, if Kim Kardashian and family are going to see these psychics, that they are undoubtedly the most expensive and top-reviewed psychics on the planet, right? They're not going to just some hole-in-the-wall place around the corner. They're going to the creme de la creme of psychics, the top ones.
I know.
And 4 for 4 predicted that she would pass the bar. Isn't that interesting? But they're psychic. They can see the future, right?
Not all of them.
Well, apparently 100% of them can't because 100% of the top four on the planet cannot.
I wonder if she was just exuding so much confidence in this that that's what they were going off of, like that person's vibe.
I think
because then that's not being a psychic.
Right.
I could have gone off that vibe. Oh, wow. They've been studying hard. I really think they're going to do it. Yes, you will pass the bar. That'll be $5,000 for this reading or whatever crazy sum of money it is. You know, these are incredibly expensive psychics that countless other people and celebrities have all delivered their hard-earned dollars to. Stacks and stacks of money.
Oh, my God.
It's the greatest swindle in history.
But think about it. If you're a psychic and the Kardashians are coming to you, you want to tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah, imagine having to tell her no.
You want your predictions to be correct because you are psychic. You are supposed to be telling the truth. I mean, you have to use major air quotes around that because you're psychic. You know what's going to happen.
Graham could not, I'm sure, wait for this because he does not believe in anything psychic or spiritual.
It's a scam. Don't waste your money.
Some are scammers.
I mean, I don't feel bad for Kim Kardashian wasting.
Some know what they're talking about, though.
I don't feel bad for Kim Kardashian wasting her money, of course. But I feel bad for people that are legitimately scammed. Like, this is the same. In my mind, this is the same element of fraud as somebody hitting you up online and you think you have a love connection with them. And they're telling you everything you want to hear. Guess who else is doing that and then emptying your wallet? Uh-huh. Your local psychic.
I think it's interesting to do it for fun, but don't make, like, life decisions based off what a psychic tells you.
And the thing is, it can become addictive to keep going back and going back for more and more answers because I know that it's happened before to some people.
Oh, of course, because they are giving you an element of essentially what you think is insider info. You're getting answers to your questions and guidance. And of course, it's helping guide you. Mm-hmm. And also, a lot of it is telling you what you want to hear, which is the big like element of all these other frauds that we like point out every day. Right. This financial fraud that's happening at people's bank accounts. How could they fall for that? True. How could they fall for that? Meanwhile, psychics.
Here we are. We're going to psychics. Yes. One more quick thing from this Kim K TikTok montage. She received a voice message from Snoop Dogg.
Question: is it okay if I smoke at the party? And I have a gift for mom. I want to make sure she gets it. So just let me know if I'm okay to smoke at the party. I don't want to be disrespectful. But I don't drink too much. I like to smoke. So just let me know if it's cool.
What? A sweet person to ask. Of course he can smoke.
Everyone is like, oh my God, Snoop is just a stand-up guy, like asking permission beforehand, not just showing up and hotboxing the place. Like, what a gentleman.
How sad is that? The first thing I think is that AI Snoop. There's been a lot of AI Snoop lately.
Really?
That I've
no,
been
that's
see-
the real
That's
that real
I've been seeing. That's the real one?
That's the real one, yes.
How
the
easy
AI one wouldn't ask.
How easy would it be to create that message now with the AI and have it sound exactly like
Snoop? Oh, not
like
hard at all. Yeah. But I don't think that's what Kim did there. Grammy, you said you want to talk about something in Union Square.
Yeah, yesterday in Union Square here in San Francisco, they had their annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. The lighting of the Macy's Great Tree, presented by Ripple, apparently, in Union Square, marking the 36th year of the annual holiday tradition. The mayor was there, you know, to push the button and it lights and everyone, woohoo! And of course, we have the ice rink out there. We're giving away more tickets to that tomorrow morning, 7:35, inside our Yep Nope game. But I did want to ask about the tree lighting. Yesterday, November 10th. Uh-huh. Is it too soon for a tree lighting?
No.
Selena, you have a look on your face.
Because
talk to
I
me
don't,
about that.
Because I don't like all the Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving. However,
this is the largest Christmas thing ever because it's a massive, massive Christmas tree. As big as you can get.
For whatever reason, like I'm okay with this one, though.
Okay.
I don't want a tree up in my house right now. I don't want to see anybody with inflatable snowmen on their front yard. I don't want
I've
to see that.
I've already seen a few of those.
Oh, my God. It's too early.
Too soon.
But this, I would feel weird going to Union Square and the tree wasn't there this time of year.
Mm.
Like, it's kind of a must.
I think this is the perfect time now for businesses, establishments to put their Christmas stuff out, like Selena said. It's nice to already get in the feels by seeing it. Even if it's not at your own house yet.
I'm having trouble getting there on November 10th. Talk to me in a couple weeks.
The thing is like, if you wait till after Thanksgiving, then you're only in the Christmas spirit for about, 3.5 weeks.
Well, I don't think you can wait as a retailer, particularly, and shout out to Union Square. It's having a major revitalization. So come do your shopping there, whatever the businesses are thriving. They say crime's down 40% from last year. Good things are happening in San Francisco. So I don't want to sound like I'm throwing a wet blanket on that. I just am always, like, and you have to be decorate. You have to have gone full Christmas during Thanksgiving and prior because this is your shopping. That's just the shopping, the holiday shopping season. So I know we're close. I just like, it was so warm yesterday.
It
was like,
it was.
It's kind of hot out. Like, we're lighting the tree. It's November 10th. I'd be there on November 20th.
I'm with that. Maybe like the week before Thanksgiving.
Well, right.
Okay. No, I like that.
We're splitting hairs there. Here, though.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so I used to work at the Safeway Holiday Ice Rink in Union Square for the first 5 seasons that it existed. And we used to open on like around November 15th-ish, give or take. And I remember we used to watch them build the tree. Like while we were working. So, I mean, I guess that the rink is open earlier, so they also want the tree up earlier.
Mm. Okay, well, that just confirms that every year it's earlier and earlier and earlier.
I think every year, and pretty soon we'll have the Christmas tree lighting right after 4th of July, and then we'll put the ice rink out like maybe a day or two after that.
Wouldn't you like that, Jess? You could enjoy it even longer?
No.
That's always your argument.
Yeah, but I'm good with like right now. You know, it's second week of November, perfect timing.
Union Square does look awesome with the tree up and the rink out there.
Yes.
Like it does get you, and then
gives
the,
you
the
life.
Stores all have the big wreaths and stuff in the windows.
Yeah.
It does look really cool.
It looks
cool.
So naked afterwards.
It does.
Yeah.
Leave it up year round. Okay, what do you dill holes do with your pajamas when you get up in the morning? Do you throw them in like the hamper? Are you putting them like back in a drawer somewhere? Do you put them behind your pillow?
It's so early in the morning that I just take it off and toss it on my bed and deal with it later.
Graham?
Oh, where are my sticky boobs?
I don't know. You just tossed them over there somewhere. I don't wear pajamas. Did you think that I did?
Oh, that's right.
Wait.
So is it pajamas or pajamas? I can't tell. Pajamas.
I say pajamas, but I pajamas. Call them pajamies for my kids.
Jammies. I don't wear jammies. I sleep in my underwear like any sane human being. I would be sweating profusely if I had to wear some flannel pajama pants. I save those for going to the DMV or the gym or Walmart like everybody else. And I own plenty of pairs, too. I get them as like gifts and stuff. I just don't ever... Sleeping in pants, it sounds horrifying. In a shirt, sounds awful to me.
That if it's so freezing, sweaty. The pants do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always get into bed and I'm like, I'm so cold. And I'm like literally in the fetal position, like trying to get warm.
The thing is
otherwise shorts.
But then you get too hot if you're wearing the pants. So it's like the pants will go on for maybe the first 5 minutes and then they just
and then
come
one
off.
Leg out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that sounds, see, yeah, too hot.
Anyways,
no thanks.
This podcaster put up a poll like, hey, what do you guys do with your jammies? And she said that the option for putting them under your pillow or behind your pillow was winning by a landslide.
Under your pillow?
Yes. And maybe not so much here, but I think in like some other countries, this is the most common thing that they do. Because they're like, what are you going to do? You're not putting them in the hamper unless you're like sweating profusely because they're not dirty. Yeah,
you're not washing them yet.
You're not going to put them back in the drawer because they're not exactly clean either. Mm-hmm. So you just put them like under your pillow for the next night. Throw them back on.
I think Kate, I feel like we've talked about this before. I think Kate used to do that. She used to put hers, maybe tuck them under the side of the pillow. She puts them now, I'm pretty sure, she puts them now in, she's got a, like in our new bedroom, she's got a nightstand that has bigger drawers. I think she has the top drawers all jammies. I think it goes back in there.
Oh, back in the drawer.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense to put it under your pillow because then you're covering it, so you're not really seeing like...
I don't know.
Not,
I just feel like that's a quick way to get pink eye.
That's also a good point.
Yeah. I mean...
Everyone knows.
A lot of stuff happens during
you get pink eye from somebody farting on your pillow. And if you're putting the pants you wore or the shorts, overnight.
There's one thing we know you're doing all night while you're tossing and turning.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. It's that.
And then, wait.
Then but it's touching the bottom side of your pillow.
Yeah, but I mean, I flip my pillow
good
all
point.
The time.
Yeah,
to
you got
to
get that
cooler side.
The cooler side. Why do you like the cool side of the pillow and then have your legs just blazing hot in some flannel pajama pants?
Well,
like, that
get,
sounds awful.
If I get too hot, one leg out. And then flip the pillow.
Got it.
Yeah. But that's only if it's like freezing. Otherwise,
you go one leg out of your pajama pants. Don't you get all twisted up in them?
Not. I don't take one leg out of my pants. Like one leg out of the covers.
Oh, I thought you were going one leg in, one leg out. No. I'm like, man, you must wake up tied into knots like with everything. I was like, this is a weird system, but okay, you do you.
Wait, Selena, did you say what you do with your pajamas?
I just throw them in a pile with other clothes.
On the ground, then pick them up and sniff them later?
No. I have a...
No, she sniffs her husband.
Only my husband's dirty clothes I sniff. I either throw them on like a chair I have in the room, or if I'm getting dressed like near my closet, there's like a shelf that I have there that I throw them in there.
There. Mm-hmm.
Since I don't wear pajamas, but when I get undressed, I'm getting to bed, then I start a pile of clothes next to the bed. That's where
oh my God.
There's a growing pile.
Does every husband do that? Like I literally put a basket, a laundry basket like a few feet away and I was like, you can just throw your clothes here. There's still on the floor.
There's still a pile.
The bed. If where he stands, the hamper, like the pants literally just drop. There's still like two holes where his legs are not. And he just steps out of them. I'm like, just throw them.
If the hamper was right there, I'd throw them in there. Yeah. But I don't want to walk into the closet or whatever to go throw them in there. So I'll do that later. Like, so like whatever clothes I was wearing last night before bed, they're still there. They're there right now. But when I get home later, then I'll take them in.
Got it. Oh.
But some days you get 2 days worth. 2 days worth.
What? Right, no, depending on what it is.
Right, sometimes the pile grows, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are going to the phone now because we have $500 on the line, courtesy of NBC Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
This is Hans.
Hans!
Oh my God.
Do us a favor.
What's going on?
Make sure your radio is turned all the way down.
It is.
All right. You are caller 20 on the line, a $500 gift card. This is from the NBC because the NBA is back on tonight. More details on that in just a second. We just need you to get this trivia question correct.
Okay. The Warriors.
Let's do it.
Okay. The Warriors and this team formed a legendary rivalry from 2015 to 2018, meeting in four consecutive NBA finals. Name the team.
Oh, my gosh. What's the name of that team? The Cleveland Cavaliers, maybe?
Yeah!
Job.
Yeah!
$500
That's insane. So the NBA on NBC is back tonight at 8, only on NBC Bay Area, and you just won $500.
Let's go!
Congratulations.
I cannot believe this. My wife is a huge Warriors fan. She's going to be shocked.
Oh my gosh. Well, you and your wife, you're going to get your game on with the NBA on NBC. The Sacramento Kings host the Denver Nuggets tonight at 8, only on NBC Bay Area and streaming on Peacock.
All right, Hans, congrats. Hang on there for that winning. Woo! I'm glad somebody got it on the first try.
I was sweating. I wasn't sure he was going to get it.
Wow, you doubted him.
No,
wow.
No, you know,
wow,
I was just sweating. There was a lot on the line.
Going back to the psychic convo we were having, we were talking about Kim K. She posted a TikTok montage from over the weekend, and she was telling, you know, I'm assuming one of her girlfriends, like, don't believe anything these psychics are telling you. I had four of them tell me I was going to pass the bar. And yeah. Did I? No. Nope.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to say for the Kim Kardashian thing, did she ask specifically was she going to pass for this time around? Or was it more of a general blanket statement, meaning at some point she will pass?
Ooh, that I don't know.
That to me, look, I took a bit of a victory lap earlier about the psychics being wrong on that one. Because I'm not a believer. That's just to each their own. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've noticed a lot with, you know, astrology and, you know, psychic predictions and stuff is that if you try hard enough, you can get virtually any of these things to apply to you. You know, I read the description for what a Leo is, that's my sign. Oh, sure, I can find some things that apply there. But I also think that if I put a tape, you know, use some whiteout over the word Leo and read you your thing, you could also be like, oh yeah, I identify with some of that stuff. I think there's a lot of that goes on in psychic predictions and stuff.
I can see that.
But maybe, you know, maybe they were all getting a vibe that someday she will pass. And then, of course, oh, their prediction is correct.
Yeah, she didn't give specifics, so that I don't know. That would, I guess, sure, that would be quite the loophole.
She sure made it sound like she was talking about this specific time because she said, I thought I'd be practicing law within 2 weeks based on what four different psychics were saying. And I was saying, these are probably the most well-renowned and expensive psychics on the planet because they're Kim Kardashians.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marco from Martinez. Just wanted to agree with Graham. If they were psychic, why wouldn't they win the lottery? Because they know the future numbers. Why would they be working? They'd be rich as heck already. You know what I mean? Right on.
Because
Graham.
There's still a moral code that they have to follow.
Obviously. They do. The spirit world.
The moral code doesn't let them buy a $2 Powerball ticket?
No, because that's cheating.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Some psychics, like, their power is that they communicate with the other world.
Got it. Yeah. They're more of a medium.
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
medium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Because that's legit, too.
It is.
We can't talk
psychics with Graham here. He's going to.
Well, I'm not a believer. If you want to believe, go for it.
You're like, not a believer of anything.
But everybody's allowed to believe in whatever they want, right? I hope you get whatever. If you're a religious person and you believe in, I hope you get that. Like, I hope that's what happens for you. I just don't share that belief. I believe in my own things. So, like, I hope I get what I think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, can't we all get to that space? Like, I don't need to impose my beliefs on you. You don't need to. And I don't need your beliefs imposed on me.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
We can just give our opinion.
We need to all just agree to disagree here.
Right. But that's what the way that
But you always try to impose your disbelief on us. That's
well, I just like to lay out a convincing, very convincing
like
case
it.
For it sometimes.
Let us be DeLulu.
Next on the JV Show, Grammy told us yesterday what someone in the South Bay found in their candy bucket after Halloween. A razor blade.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not all buying that. But we already had that conversation yesterday. But somebody else found something else.
In their trick-or-treat bag. I want to know how you guys would handle this one.
That's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Did you guys hear about the new change for Target employees?
No.
They issued a new directive for in-store workers. They have to smile and make eye contact and either like greet or wave to any shopper that comes within 10 feet of them.
They've entered my perimeter.
All day long.
I must make eye contact yes. and wave at them and smile.
If a customer steps within 4 feet, they have to ask if they need help or how their day is going. It's the it's the new 10-4 program for Target employees.
10-4, good buddy. What do you guys think about this?
I can't do it.
No, but I kind of do like when you actually when they actually make eye contact with you.
Really? I try to avoid eye contact with them.
Yeah, don't look at me, other human being.
Right. If they're just if they're doing their thing and you're doing your thing, but if you go up and ask them something and they're like looking at down at the floor and they straight up make it seem like they don't want to talk to you, then it makes me feel like I'm just bothering them. Which I guess I am.
I can see that. But
there's a fine line, yeah. though, right? Between I actually do need help locating something, an attentive, helpful employee, thank you. Thank uh-huh. you.
Yes.
But there are other times when I know where everything I got is. I don't want to talk to anybody.
I'm walking there. Yeah. I'm looking gross. I haven't showered. Leave me alone.
Don't talk to me, human.
Yes. And it is the worst when it feels forced. Because when I worked in retail, I used to have to go up to, this was not at Forever 21. It was a smaller store. So I used to have to go up to the customer and like really like grill them on what they were there for. And then if they picked out an outfit and wanted to try something on in the fitting room, my managers would literally make me have to go and pick out more items for them and recommend it to them. Like, oh, based on the items that you got, I think you would really like these things.
Since that looked so good on you, I think yeah. you should try on this.
And I hated doing that so much because it just felt so uncomfortable and so forced. And you know people don't want to talk to you. So
no,
just
they
like,
don't.
Hey.
They don't. If I worked at Target now, I would be just avoiding people at all costs. Like just staying at least 10 feet away.
But it is strange that you have to have a company-wide memo yeah. go out to tell people to be friendly to their customers.
Well, because you know they, I mean? The, they know about the Gen Z stare.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's where we're at in customer yeah. service. People don't know how to interact with one another and just exchange common pleasantries. Like, it's really not that hard.
Yeah.
But when it is, now it will seem forced because we know you've gotten a memo that says you have to say right. hi to me. And look at this. I'm within 10 feet of you. You
and
better
you
say
hi. Didn't look at me and get a wave.
You better say hi to me.
How are they going to enforce this, though?
With a tape measure. And a video camera.
Yes.
Just to make sure. We should go to Target and make a video.
We should just
pull our tape measure out. We're like, no. I'm 11 feet out. Don't look at me.
All right, let's talk about what this person found in their trick-or-treat bucket.
All right, so a woman in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is any engaged woman's worst nightmare. She said she was very enthusiastically passing out candy on Halloween and almost throwing it to trick-or-treaters and just having so much fun and handfuls of candy and handfuls of candy. And it wasn't until later in the evening she looked down. Her engagement ring was gone.
Oh, my God.
Someone stole it.
And she's like, it either must have fallen off maybe in the front yard or whatever out in front of their house. She looked everywhere, could not find it. She's figuring it must have fallen into somebody's trick-or-treat bag. That's the only possible place that it could have gone because there's nowhere else. She checked everywhere else. So she started reaching out to local news stations and posting about it on Facebook. If anybody was trick-or-treating in this area and you happen to find a diamond ring in your bag, I would really like it back. Well, there is an update to this story because she's happy to announce somebody did return the ring. It was in their kid's candy bag.
Oh my God.
They found it in there, saw her story, and then returned it. I wanted to ask you, ladies. Yesterday, we talked about finding a razor blade in your kid's candy. Nobody wants that. But finding a diamond ring, everybody wants that. Would you keep it?
If I didn't see anyone, like, searching for mm-hmm. it.
You're keeping it.
Because at that point, it was a gift. You literally gave it to
yeah,
my kid.
Some there's a lots of houses that give out things other than candy. Yeah. Pencils, erasers,
if you
and diamond rings.
If you found this, wouldn't part of you be like, is this even real? Like, because there's so many like play jewelries. You know, I think, right. like, would you go get it appraised?
Not initially. I think I would just think, oh, cute, new fashion ring.
Yeah, if I didn't see any news headline about somebody missing their ring, I think you do take it to get it checked out. Although I would almost assume it's
fake.
It's costume jewelry, right?
That's because what I would assume.
I'm like, oh, they gave
it's
it to my daughter.
Yeah.
It's fun. But I think you could tell by probably all the.
Yeah.
She says she's had this engagement ring since 2011 when she got engaged. I think you would tell from all like the nicks and dings on
she's
it.
She's been engaged since 2011?
Yeah, that's the bigger story.
Oh, like, my God. Poor thing.
Well, I don't know if she's also married, but she's been wearing that ring since 2011. Like, wouldn't you can tell a used ring rather than like a new piece of costume jewelry because it's going to be,
yeah.
it's going to have dirt, and some of the crevices and stuff. Maybe, but I think it's going to have lots of like little nicks and dings and stuff in it. At least my ring does. It is beat up.
I don't see. I just don't know if I would go door to door. Like, is this your ring? Is this your ring? If I didn't see like news stations or like if I didn't hear some commotion of somebody searching for their ring, like once I knew that, oh, it does belong to somebody. Of course you give it back.
Selena would selectively avoid all headlines related to.
But I'm deleting all my social media and like not watching the news or anything just in case.
Closing the door with the lights out for the next 2 months until this whole thing passes. And then you got a free ring.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How bad would you feel, though, if you do? You're like, well, I guess it doesn't belong to anyone. Let me go pawn it or something. And then after that, you find out who it actually
if
belongs
to. If that happens, do you tell the person, like, hey, I know where your ring is because I pawned it.
Funny story. LOL. I accidentally sold your ring back. Yesterday, Jess, yesterday evening, I texted Selena because we were talking about the razor blade in the Milky Way. And on the show yesterday, we're like, we should put this to the test. Like, what would a Milky Way look like if you actually found a razor blade in it? And I texted her last night. I was like, are we actually going to do the razor blade in the Milky Way bit? And I was like, if so, because my wife, she went on a Halloween candy tear this last weekend, just decimated my kids' buckets. I haven't really gotten into it. I don't know. The sweet tooth is not toothing this year. She wiped out all their Milky Way. So I was like, I'm going to need you to bring a Milky Way if we're actually going to try putting a razor blade in a Milky Way and then having one of us try to eat it and see. But she only had the very small square ones and we need the fun size.
Yeah. Oh.
So we didn't do it. So in case you were wondering why we're not trying.
Why
we're not eating a Milky Way
with
a razor blade in it this morning. That's why we're all out of the fun size.
Anybody
Milky
hoping for that, by the way? What is wrong with you? You're sick.
I still kind of just from an experimental way want to try it and see what it looks like. If I was to bite into one and then pull it open, would it look like the one that we saw from the... Because again, if you miss the story, a teenage girl in Gilroy got one, allegedly, in a Milky Way. And it just... The picture looks suspicious.
Yeah. My kids didn't really get any like fun size. It was all like the mini little tiny square ones.
Really?
You're in the wrong neighborhoods, bro.
Yeah, my neighborhood, it sucks. I hate trick-or-treating there.
So we're going to try it tomorrow?
Do you have fun size?
No, but I can go buy one if you're actually going to. Never mind.
If you want to.
Let's drop it.
Trending's next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
We have to talk about how Chappell Roan was treated on the red carpet at an event over the weekend because these photographers... They were warned ahead of time. Do not raise your voice at her. Do not yell at Chappell Roan. This was at the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony or something like that. It was on Saturday. There's a video that's going around of one of the red carpet attendants telling photographers, hey, she's coming. Don't act crazy or she will leave.
Okay, Chappell's coming. No one will yell at her or she will leave. Everyone be quiet, be nice.
Everyone be quiet, be nice, smile.
Wow.
And they said she was treated very respectfully while she was there. Instead of the loud, obnoxious yelling and just yelling out demands, they were more like, can you do a spin for us, please? Fantastic. You look great. Like, whole demeanor changed. Because they were afraid to upset her.
That's not a good look.
Where do we land on this?
I mean, it's how you should treat other humans anyways, and part of me feels like good for her for standing your ground because you made it a point to say, I will not tolerate the disrespect, the yelling and all that stuff and telling me to shut up on red carpets. I'm not going for that. So, I mean, good for her that now everyone is, they're adjusting their behavior to, treat her the way she wants to be treated.
Well, agreed. Everybody should be treated with respect. That's... Nobody's going to debate that, but the red carpets, there's a lot of people and people are yelling, look over here, they just want to get a good picture of you to, publish. It's publicity for you, like it can be very loud and, boisterous there on the red carpet. I don't think that's, now we have to go out and hush everyone first. Hush, the queen's about to arrive, everyone.
That part, hush. It's a little weird.
I almost kind of think like it sort of backfires on you when the paparazzi knows one of your triggers, right? Like, they know how to get a rise and a reaction out of you. Guess what they're going to do more of? They want that soundbite of you losing it. Yeah. That's gold for them. You
like standing Justin Bieber,
there,
right.
You standing there smiling quietly is not gold for them.
That's true.
So you're almost like asking
for it. A lot of people would argue if that's the environment of, the red carpet, that's just how it is. So don't walk the red carpet if you don't want to be yelled at.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Paris Jackson showed off the hole in her nose. I know, Jess, you saw it because I had you post this on JV Morning
it's
Show.
Bad.
Go like check out the video. No. So I was watching this TikTok video she posted, and she's explaining why in some of her videos there's like some whistling coming from her nose when she breathes.
And that is because I have what is called a perforated septum.
So she shows like inside her nose, she shines a light so you can really see in there in the cartilage in between her nostrils. There is a hole.
Not just that grosses me out.
She says,
I can't look at that. I didn't think I'd have a problem with that. I have a problem with that.
So big, by the way, she can fit a spaghetti noodle.
Don't stop
there.
That. Don't.
How I'm do you know out. She tried?
She said. Oh, as for why.
That is, it's what you think it's from. Don't do drugs, kids. Or, I mean, do. I mean, you know, everyone's going to have the experience they need to have with life. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do, but I don't recommend it because it ruined my life.
Two things.
I don't recommend it because it ruined my life.
This is your opportunity to say don't do drugs, kids. Just say that.
Yeah.
Don't.
Period. Yeah.
Just say that. Second, it was that bad?
Yeah, that's
that
a lot.
You have a hole in your nose?
That means you were doing like an...
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Amount. Yeah. And then, Jess, you pointed out something with the trailer.
Speaking of Jackson, Michael Jackson's trailer. Have you guys seen it for the new movie?
I have.
It's coming out April 24th of 2026. But you guys, it like broke records. Apparently, it's been like one of the most viewed trailers with like 116 million worldwide.
Is it a documentary?
Just across
it's
different.
It's a biopic.
It's a biopic.
Yeah, where his nephew is starring in it, playing him. And it got more views in the first 24 hours than the Bob Marley biopic, more than Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour movie. So,
do you guys have any interest in checking this out?
I do, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I'm curious to what light they're going to portray him.
All positive from what I've seen.
Then I'm out.
Yeah. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, really quick, major jackpot alerts, you guys. Major jackpot alerts. First, tonight, Mega Millions drawing. Nobody's won the jackpot since back in June, so tonight's drawing is going to be for $900 million. It's closing in on $1 billion. And this makes it the eighth largest in the game's history. If you win the $900 million, the cash option on that, which most of they say you should take, the lump sum, $415 million. Now, I actually saw a site that does the calculation on what you'd pay living here in California on taxes and what your take home would be of that. So you've won $900 million. Then you've selected the cash option, $450 million. You would take home roughly $261
million. That's it?
I mean, I don't need
it. What am I going to do with that?
Is it even worth getting out of bed to go buy that ticket at this point? But it is a lot less than the $900 when you're almost winning $1 billion and you really only take home like a quarter of that. That's kind of shocking. All right, Powerball also. Here's another alert. $512 million for tomorrow night's drawing. So you got two major jackpots going right now. Now, as to why the iguanas are falling from the trees again in Florida, record cold temperatures sweeping through the southeast, and these cold-blooded little fellows, they are not liking it. More than two dozen cities reaching as far south as Fort Myers in Florida all broke or tied daily record lows for today's date. This morning is the coldest that they've had since this early in the fall, since about 1976. So it's very, very cold right now. Even Miami, you guys flirted with the record low, coming in just 1 degree shy of the all-time record for this date at 49 degrees. 49 degrees. That's exactly
the coldest?
Yeah, well, for this date.
That is
the record was 49 degrees this morning. Very cold for people in Miami. Well, an iguana's temperature, when it gets too cold, they freeze up. Not literally, they don't turn into a popsicle. I mean, I guess they could if it was actually legitimately that cold. But when they're cold-blooded, so when they get their body drops below a certain temperature, they lose muscle control. They sometimes start falling out of the trees as a result because they go into a state of paralysis. They're not dead, but they are sort of paralyzed. They've lost their muscle control. Look, they drop out of a tree, land on the ground. They can be revived if you get them warmed up nicely.
But some people might think that they're dead.
Yeah, kind of like Zelina when
she thought her hamster was dead.
I didn't know hamsters hibernate. It was an honest
in the garbage
mistake. Well, I didn't know. Anyways, why are you going to bring that up, Jess?
Sorry. That's just what it reminded me of.
I'm glad we don't live in a place with iguanas. Like, I just don't need a bunch of large lizards running around.
Thank you.
Like, whenever you go somewhere on vacation and there's iguanas everywhere, you're just like, it's novel at first. And then you're like, I don't...
Then they're just like,
they're huge
in the way.
Yeah.
Or like Australia, they have those massive spiders. Like, no, I think
no
I'm good.
Thanks.
I think
yeah.
I am no good.
Thanks. Stay in Florida.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you had a new survey where Americans aren't actually drinking less, like yeah. everybody is saying. That in a second. Okay. First, we have your chance to win some crazy cash. You know, it's $1,000. We know you need this money. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up. It's trip. Take the keyword trip over to wild949.com. You got this entire hour to head over there and just type in those four simple letters and you might win $1,000. Good luck.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melanie from San Juan Bautista. Have you guys ever heard of the saying rise up lights? And when you say it fast, which I don't want to spoil it, if you say rise up lights, it sounds like the word you guys been saying all morning, but in Australian accent. Anyways, you guys have a good day. Bye.
This one sounds familiar, but we're going to start with Jess. Say rise up
I remember
lights,
this one.
But say it fast.
Rise up lights.
Yep, it does.
Rise up lights.
Selena.
What is that?
You can't hear yourself?
Rise up lights.
We were talking about razor blades hidden in that Milky Way trick or treat bag.
And I love that one.
Rise up lights.
It sounded like you were intentionally doing an Australian yeah. accent the first time you did that.
What'd you, I'll ask what you found in the Milky Way. Jess, you're my daughter going through your Halloween candy. What'd you find in that Milky Way just now?
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights?
Rise up lights.
Oh, rise up lights.
Rise the plate. Oh, my God. That was good. Needed that chuckle this morning. Thank you for that.
Okay, let's talk about people actually drinking more alcohol during the holiday season, which I am very surprised by. Here's why.
Every article says people yes. are drinking less and less. So
nobody's
hold on.
Drinking.
What's
the industry
truth?
Is doomed.
So yeah. so now I'm wondering, was it just that people were lying about drinking less, or is it because the holiday season makes people drink more?
Or is it acceptable to drink more during the holidays? And so you're like more open to admitting it.
That might be what Maybe. It is. Because I feel like during every holiday party, what are you doing most of the time? You're drinking. There's a couple little drinky drinks that are had. Mm-hmm. So maybe, I guess, for the beginning of the year, middle of the year, people are taking a little bit more of a break. And then now they're like letting loose.
They're like, screw it. The year's over. Didn't do anything productive.
I never got my summer
Who
body.
Cares?
Who cares? Let's yeah. start drinking.
Well, apparently 77% of those that are ages 21 to 44 plan to drink, and it says the same or even more during the holiday season, which would imply that they have been drinking still.
Right.
So I'm
drinking more.
Me too.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
so
you
too.
Get more time off at the holidays, yeah. which means you can sleep in a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's a score one for the drinky drink side on there.
Right. What is the, like, what's the amount of drinks that you have typically, though? Like, or would you say
26.
That you're
26. Oh, you didn't
minus
want, to, you want an exact
just
number.
Normal.
Yeah, minus.
Oh, sorry, 24.
Okay.
Just like on a normal
table. How many
times
Friday? A week, though?
I don't know. How many days are in a week?
Seven.
All of them.
Okay. Stop. That's
no, you,
not right.
you actually don't drink as much as you used to, Graham. You said you used to have like the nighttime wine at dinner, and you said you don't really do that so much.
Except for the outside of the last couple weeks, yeah.
Okay, but, never mind.
That's been back in the household for a little bit. But right now, this week, pretty dry so far, except for Monday.
So your drinking has gone up, though.
Yesterday. Wait, I mean, except for Sunday. Yesterday, none.
Okay.
I wonder if there's going to be any actual numbers and sales to back this up, because when they look at actual revenue generated in the alcohol industry, particularly, and you know, the wine industry, way, way down. I mean, there's actual numbers to show people right. are not drinking as much. There's been a huge, huge reduction just in revenue generated in the alcohol industry. So
I would think it goes up during the holidays, though, because you go to a holiday party or any get together, like, what are you bringing? A bottle of wine.
Not anymore. You're bringing a bottle of cashew milk or something.
Ew.
You know what I mean? Like, don't you?
No.
And bring it. We're not drinking wine anymore. What are you going to bring them? Probably like some blended up kale or something
some
healthy.
Some matcha.
Yeah, bring them some matcha. No. That's not
matcha
a thing?
Does sound good. Yeah, a lot of people like matcha nowadays. But that's not what you're bringing
yeah,
to
bring me the
Friendsgiving.
Bring me the bottle yeah. of wine, please. Selena, what's your drinking at these days?
I feel like I don't drink a lot. I never really drink during the week.
Right.
Anyways, because that just, it makes me so, so tired. I cannot day drink.
It's a horrible idea.
It's a bad idea. And then I get going, can't stop. And, you know, kids in school, work nights and things. On the weekends, maybe.
One or two boxes of wine.
To make up for what you didn't drink during
the week. You're like, I was good all week. Let's let it rip.
Maybe if I had like 5-6 Trulies or something like that.
5 or 6 Trulies on a Friday night? Wow.
I mean, over the whole weekend. Because I'll do like 3 watching Netflix before bed or whatever, something like that. Just have a few. Okay.
And like these are like the big tall boy Trulies.
Yeah,
you said?
The biggest ones they got, the 40s. Okay, do they come in 40 ounces?
I don't know, but they probably they come in a 24, I'm sure. At least the large size. Jess, what's your average weekend alcohol consumption?
I feel like it's definitely an every weekend type of thing, but it has gone down since my fiance and I started saving. Now we drink at home instead of going out and drinking outside.
So money savers, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. We're saving money, we're drinking less, which I guess is good for our health at the end of the day.
But just less fun.
A little less fun. But
dang it.
Not really a weekday drinker.
What was the point of this conversation?
I don't know.
I was so drunk, I forgot.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.